Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I would like to update the Human Rights Council on the situation of human rights in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela as mandated under Council Resolution 57/36. My office has begun to resume its operations in the country in recent weeks. My hope is that we will be able to restore our full presence. As in other situations, my office can play an important role as a bridge builder between the institutions of the state and the people of the country. Looking back over recent months, I remain deeply concerned by the disproportionate use of force and violence during post-electoral protests in July and August, including by armed individuals supporting the government. I urge a prompt and effective investigation into at least 28 killings that reportedly included demonstrators, bystanders, and members of the armed forces. The authorities have confirmed the detention of some 2,000 people since the election. I'm very concerned that many of these people were arbitrarily detained, including adolescents and young adults, members of the opposition, human rights defenders, journalists, and lawyers, as well as bystanders. The authorities announced the initial release of over 100 of those detained with conditions. They have since announced further releases. This is an important step. I encourage the authorities to review the cases of those still detained in line with international due process guarantees and other human rights standards. I urge the release of all those arbitrarily detained both before and after the presidential election. This includes human rights defenders such as Rocío San Miguel and Javier Tarazona, as well as humanitarian workers. I also urge the authorities to provide guarantees of a fair trial for detainees. This includes allowing them to designate a lawyer of their choice and providing indigenous people with interpreters. The continued use of counter-terrorism legislation against protesters, including adolescents, and reports of enforced disappearances and ill treatment are deeply troubling. I urge the authorities to fulfill their obligation to ensure that detention conditions comply with international norms. The authorities must provide adequate food, drinking water, and health care for all detainees, many of whom are incarcerated in overcrowded cells and are in critical need of medical attention. Civic space in Venezuela continues to be restricted. My office has received credible reports that human rights defenders, union leaders, journalists, members of the opposition, humanitarian aid workers, and staff working at polling stations have been subjected to threats and harassment. As many have left Venezuela, I encourage states in the region to guarantee their international protection and to take a flexible approach regarding expired identification documents. At least three non-governmental organizations have reportedly ceased operations amid allegations of surveillance, persecution, and acts of reprisal, including targeted arrests and the cancellation of passports. This contributes to a climate of fear and social tensions and prevents civil society organizations from conducting their vital work. Restrictive legislation such as the Simón Bolívar law and the NGO law risk seriously infringing on the exercise of fundamental freedom of expression, assembly, association, and political participation. It is essential for the authorities to take urgent steps to guarantee an open and inclusive civic space in line with their human rights obligations. This is important for any society, and particularly so in Venezuela, ahead of the inauguration in January and the elections scheduled for next year. Political negotiations between the different stakeholders are urgently needed to agree on a viable pathway forward. I call for all electoral processes to be transparent, inclusive, peaceful, and fully in line with international human rights standards. We are also following closely the situation of the six individuals on the premises of the Argentine embassy and are ready to support all efforts to find a solution. Venezuelans face serious obstacles in accessing food, education, healthcare, and decent work, including a living wage. Salaries continue to be extremely low, despite a reported increase of 8.5% in gross domestic product last year. Marginalized and isolated communities are disproportionately affected by a lack of basic services. I urge the authorities to address these human rights concerns in line with their international obligations. The recent announcement of measures to improve teachers' working conditions is a step forward. However, I'm concerned over reports of the arbitrary suspension of teachers' salaries, the unjustified dismissal of workers, and the forced retirement of union leaders, including on the basis of their political views. Some indigenous communities are also dealing with the impact of illegal mining on their territory. Military operations against such activities must be accompanied by social reintegration and a civilian component, and must respect free, prior, and informed consent. I'm alarmed by reports of the killing of an indigenous guardian involved in the protection of territory against mining. I call for a transparent investigation into this killing and into the killing of indigenous people's rights defender Virgilio Trujillo 2 years ago. I would also like to point out again that broad sectoral sanctions have a disproportionate impact on the most vulnerable and also affect the work of some human rights and humanitarian organizations. They need to be reassessed and lifted. Mr. Vice President, distinguished participants, I visited Venezuela almost 2 years ago, and I feel for the people of the country who have gone through very difficult times. It was clear to me then, as it is now, that the society needs to heal, overcome divisions and polarization, and engage in an inclusive dialogue as an absolute priority. We stand ready to support the people of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela during these difficult times in a spirit of constructive engagement.